好，大家好。我刚才跟朱牧师也联络不上。昨天晚上我是跟朱牧师联系过的，他都预备好了，但是今天真的不知道遇出现什么问题。我们大家特别的为朱牧师来祷告。我们下面就一起来，就我拿朱牧师他写好的讲道，那么我来，来这宣讲。那么请小静姐妹也翻译一下。
Yeah, we couldn't reach Pastor Chu for the moment. We have a contact Pastor Chu Friday. We don't know what happened. Let's pray for Pastor Chu. Since we have the manuscript from Pastor Chu, Pastor Liu will talk through it, and I will be the translator.
我们今天的讲到的题目叫一个祷告的人。
The title of today's sermon, A Person of Prayer.
经文来自尼希米记第一章第一到十一节。
The scripture is from Book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 1 through 11.
如果你有机会去日本的长崎，你会发现这个城市敲钟的时间并不是中午十二点。
If you have a chance to visit Nagasaki,In Japan, you will discover that the bell doesn't ring at 12 o'clock at noon.
而是在上午11:02分。
Rather, it rings at 11:02 a.m.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
他们是为了纪念1945年8月9号11:02分原子弹炸毁长崎市。
It is remember 11:02 a.m. on August 9th in 1945, the time when the atomic bomb was dropped in Nagasaki.
那么日本人呢，他不能忘记原子弹爆炸的那一天。
Japanese cannot forget this day.
就如同以色列人忘不了耶路撒冷城在公元前586年被毁的那一样。
In the same way, Israelites won't forget the day when Jerusalem was destroyed in 586 BC.
那么以色列人明白那一天不只是亡国与巴比伦手下。
Israelites understand that on that day, it was not only the destroy of their country by Babylon.
那么更重要的是那一天是神惩罚以色列国。
More importantly, on that day, God punished Israel.
但是神要以色列人知道，神没有永远放弃他们。
But God let Israelites know, God did not give them up forever.
那么以色列呢，曾三次被掳，70年后，神带领以色列人三次归回。
Israelites were exiled three times, but 70 years later,God led the three returns of the Israelites.
那么这段历史记载在以斯拉和尼希米记之内。
This history was recorded in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
那么神用三个人带领三次归回。
God used three persons to lead their three returns.
那么第一次归回，那么第一次归回呢？
In the first return,
那么这个第一次归回呢是所罗巴伯，那么他负责重建圣殿。
Zerubbabel was responsible for the rebuild of the temple.
那么第二次归回呢是以斯拉负责重建圣名。
In the second return, Ezra was responsible for the rebuild of the holy people.
那么第三次归回呢，是尼希米来负责重新修建圣殿。
In the third return, Nehemiah was responsible for the rebuild of the holy city.
是重新修建圣城啊，城墙。
A rebuild of the walls.
那么三个人呢，他们都特别，都有特别之处。
Each of the three person have something special.
那么所罗巴伯呢，是一个以神为先的人。
Zerubbabel is a person who put God first.
而以斯拉呢，是一个以圣经为本的人。
Ezra is a person rooted in Bible.
那么尼希米有什么特别之处，以致神用他来重建圣城呢？
What special character did Nehemiah have so God could use him to rebuild the holy walls?
那么从尼希米记中，我们找到尼希米不同的特点。
From the book of Nehemiah, we found the special characters of Nehemiah.
那么是值得每一个侍奉神的人所效法的。
Which example every person who serves God should follow today?
那么今天我们要从尼希米记的第一章来找出尼希米的第一个特点，那就是尼希米的。首先我们来看尼希米是谁。
Today we'll start with chapter 1 and find out the first character of Nehemiah. First, the question is, who is Nehemiah?
那么首先让我来介绍一下尼希米的尼希米记第一章第一节，他说哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下。
First, let me introduce the verse 1 in book of Nehemiah. It says, the words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah.
那么这里边的尼希米就是神的安慰的意思。
The meaning of Nehemiah is God comforts.
那么很可能呢，是尼希米的爸爸呢，他生在王国时期。
Maybe Nehemiah's dad grew up during the exile.
他很希望得到神的安慰。
He really hoped to get God's comfort.
所以呢，就为自己的儿子取名为尼希米。
So he named his son Nehemiah.
那么第一节的十一节告诉我们，尼希米呢是亚达薛西王的酒镇。
Verse 11 tells us.Nehemiah was King Artaxerxes' cupbearer.
那么换句话说，尼希米和以斯拉是同时代的人。
In other words, Nehemiah and Ezra live in the same period.
所以酒镇的工作呢是保护皇帝。
Cupbearer's job was to protect the king.
所以每次皇帝用餐时，酒镇先喝酒，保证没有毒。
Every time the king was at a meal, the cupbearer drank the wine first to make sure there was no poison.
这样呢，皇帝才能拿酒给王喝，他才能拿酒给王喝。
Then he gave the wine to the king.
所以酒镇呢是皇帝所相信的人，而且天天在王身边。
So the cupbearer was a person the king trusted.And he stayed at the king's side every day.
所以呢，尼希米的酒镇地位是非常高的。
So Nehemiah was in high status.
那么用现代用语说，就是尼希米是一个平信徒，并非神职人员。
In modern language, Nehemiah is a lay person, not a clergy who are ordained for God's duties.
我们常有一个错觉，以为神只会拣选那些受过圣经训练、全职侍奉的人。
We often have a misconception. We thought God would only choose those who have Bible training and serve God full time.
好像文士以撒拉这一种人，或者是教会中的牧师。
Just like Ezra, the teacher of the law.All the pastors in the church.
那么让他们来完成神的工作。
Use only them to complete God's work.
但是呢，圣经中有很多平信徒却是被神大大的使用的。
But in the Bible, there were many lay persons who were greatly used by God.
那么尼西米、但以理、以斯帖等等，这些都是平信徒。
Such as Nehemiah, Daniel, and Esther, they were all lay persons.
事实上呢，有许多的工作，瘸子的牧师是做不了的。
As a matter of fact, there are many jobs full-time pastors simply cannot do.
例如，那么我们来我们教会也做过这个分享的这个邱弟兄，就是这个邱医生。那么他呢，分享他在新疆的宣教。
For example, Chris Chu, he came to our church to share his ministry in Xinjiang.
那么他说，如果你以宣教士申请进中国，根本不会被批准。
He said, if you apply to enter China as a missionary, your application won't be approved.
但是如果你以医生的身份，却可以为神工作。
But if you applied as a doctor, you could enter China and do God's work.
所以呢，不要轻看你今天的工作。
So don't look down on your job today.
因为你的工作不只是为了养家糊口。
For your job is not just to make a living for your household.
那么这个有，那么 Tim Keller 呢，他有一本书叫《工作的意义》。
Tim Keller has a book called The Meaning of Work.
他在这本书里面指出，他说在神眼中工作无分胜俗。
He pointed out in this book that work has no regard to sacredness or not.
那么职业这个英文字的来源就是 calling。
In English, the word of vocation comes from calling.
所以呢，不但牧师有呼召，我们每一个在职人士，你的工作就是神对你的呼召。
So not only pastors have God's calling, every person who has a job, your job is God's calling to you.
而不只是只有薪金的才是职业。
A job is not just a job with pay.
一个瘸子的妈妈，或者你是瘸时阶的，这个照顾家人的，这都是神对你的呼召。
It is also God's calling to be a full-time housewife or to take care of your family full-time.
而神能用一个平信徒来完成他的大功。
God can use a layperson to complete his great work.
如同神用尼西米，问题是我们有没有预备好我们自己为主所用。
Just like God used the Nehemiah, the question is, have we prepared ourselves to be used by God?
那么尼西米他究竟有什么特点呢？他能够被神所用。
So what special character did Nehemiah have so he was chosen and used by God?
那么在圣经中，我们可以找到尼西米的很多才能。
In the Bible, we can find many capabilities that Nehemiah had.
但他有一个特点是比其他所有的加起来更重要的，就是他是一个祷告的人。
But he had one special character that's more important than anything else added together, that's...He was a person of prayer.
那么尼西米记呢，记载了他十二次的祷告。
The book of Nehemiah recorded he prayed 12 times.
而且呢，尼西米记呢是以祈祷开始，又以祈祷结束的。
Actually, the book of Nehemiah started with his prayer and ended with his prayer.
那么谈到祷告的重要，我想呢，没有一个人会反对。
牧师，我看到刘牧师，我看到那个朱牧师上线了。
哦，上线了，OK。
Speaking of the importance of prayer, I believe no one would object.
哎，朱牧师你好。朱牧师上来了。喂，朱牧师，你能听见吗？
能听见，能听见。
哎，好，詹姆斯，那我现在正也是就是读您的讲道那个稿，我也刚刚读这个读到这个第二页的第三页的开始。
哦，好，我以为你们是2点开始，所以我就忘了。好，所以，OK，好，我们可不可以一起做一个简单的祷告？
好的
我们一起祷告
，Let
吧。
us pray together.
OK，先天父，我们谢谢你，
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you.
给我们有机会从尼西米的身上去学习，怎么去侍奉你。
Give us this opportunity to learn from Nehemiah how to serve you.
我求主祝福我们现在的时间，
We ask God to bless this time.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayers. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，所以我们就计数了哈。不好意思，我以为你们是2点开始。谈到祷告的重要的时候呢，我相信大家都不会反对。
Yes, speaking of the importance of prayer, I believe no one would object.
但是呢，我们却，我想到我们自己教会的时候呢，却很少人来到我们的祷告会。
But actually, few people prayed in prayer meeting.
我也发觉呢，这个不单只是教会的问题，也是我自己的问题。
I think a lack of prayer is not only a problem for church, but also for myself.
我愿意呢花时间去预备讲道，但是我不一定愿意花时间去祷告。
I'm willing to spend time to prepare the sermon, but I wouldn't willing to spend time on praying.
比方说呢，我愿意去在教会里面开会，但是呢，我也不一定愿意去祷告。
For example, I'm willing to spend time to hold a meeting in church, but I'm not willing to spend time on prayer.
我们希望呢，我们都好像尼西米一样，做一个祷告的人。
So I hope we could all be like Nehemiah to be a person of prayer.
让我们呢，找出尼西米专注祷告的原因。
So let's find out the reasons why Nehemiah focused on praying.
在第一章里面呢，我们能够找到，有3个原因使尼西米专注祷告的。
In first chapter, we can find three reasons why Nehemiah was devoted to prayers.
第一个原因呢，就是他有负担。
The first reason is he has a burden.
第二节讲到了那时，我有一个弟兄叫哈拿利，同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们，哪些被掳归回，剩下逃脱犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，的光景。
Verse 2, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile and also about Jerusalem.
那尼西米对违规的以色列人呢，还有耶路撒冷呢，就是很有负担的。
Nehemiah had a great burden about the returned Israelites and also about Jerusalem.
所以当时有人呢从耶路撒冷回来的时候呢，他就主动去问耶路撒冷的情况。
So when someone came from Jerusalem, he actively inquired about the situation in Jerusalem.
可见呢。有负担的人呢，他就会主动的去问有关这件事情。
You can see that a person with a burden will surely be actively concerned about this matter.
或者呢，你可以倒转过来说，就是如果你要关心呢，才会建立你的负担。
You could turn around, because you are concerned about it, then you have a burden.
正因为关心产生负担呢，我们很多时候就选择不闻不问。
It is because if you concern would cause a burden, that some people choose not to inquire or ask.
所以呢，免得呢我们被拉进去。
To avoid being dragged in。
比方说呢，你去关心一个人的时候，你就会明白，其实呢，这个过程可以，就是消耗你很多的心力。
For example, if you devote yourself to somebody, you would realize your concern actually consume a lot of your energy and strength.
那么你要不要选择做一个不闻不问的人？
So shall we choose to be a person not to care and ask?
还好呢，尼西米呢，就是他不是剪纸的人。
Thankfully, Nehemiah is not such a person.
他不怕付代价。
He is not worried to pay the price.
他付出他的关心。
He showed his concern.
通过尼西米的关心呢，他就知道圣城，重建圣城呢是他一生人的护照。
Through his concern, Nehemiah knew it was God's calling to him to rebuild the holy walls. That's his lifetime calling.
神也可能呢，通过你所关心的事情，向你显明了你的护照。
God could also use what you are concerned about to reveal his calling for you.
负担必须要必定会产生关心。
Burden will surely lead to concern.
负担呢也会产生祷告。
Burden will also lead to prayer.
我记得有一次我在主日学里面问大家问参加主日学的人，我说有没有事情呢你会持足不断的去为这个事情祷告的。
I remember that I asked once in Sunday school.Is there anything you have been praying constantly?
他们就说为了儿女啊。
Someone said for my children.
有人说就是为了家人信主啊。
Someone said for my family members to believe in the Lord.
为什么有人可以天天为同一件事情祷告十年、二十年呢？
Why some people can constantly praying daily for the same matter for 10, 20 years?
因为他们有负担。
It's because they have burden.
曾经有一对父母呢，他对我简直说，他说呢，不幸的事情发生在自己身上，或者在他配偶身上，他觉得没有所谓，但是如果发生在儿女身上呢，他就受不了。
Once a pair of parents said to me, if a misfortune happened to me, my spouse, I wouldn't care much, but I won't be able to bear it if it happens to my children.
尼西米呢，就是这样子的人。
Nehemiah is such a person.
他虽然是走正，每一天呢，出入王宫。
Although he's a cup bearer, he entered the palace every day.
他吃的东西就是皇帝吃的东西。
And what he eats or drink is what a king would eat or drink.
这样子应该是很快乐的一个人呢。
He should feel very happy.
但是呢，他听到这些被掳归回剩下来的人呢，在犹大闪受大难、受凌辱的时候，并且耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁，城门被火烧。
But when he heard the news, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire.
他就坐下哭衣，悲哀指日，在天上的上帝面前进食祈祷。
He sat down and wept for some days.I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
很多人呢很关心的事情，是我们对国家或者对这个地球所关心。
are concerned about the things that we are also concerned about the country, about this earth.
让我们从尼西米身上学到，当你听到这些你关心的事情的时候，你 一边听一边为这些事情祷告。
Let us learn from Nehemiah. When we listening to the news, what we are concerned about, that as we were listening to the news, we could also pray for them.
尼西米专注 祷告第二个原因呢，就是他有认识。
The second reason Nehemiah was devoted to prayer is that he had knowledge.
认识可以分开两方面。
The knowledge can be two parts.
一方面呢是对自己的认识。
One part is knowledge about yourself.
另外一方面呢是对神的认识。
The other part, knowledge about God.
当我们遇见事情的时候，你第一个反应是怎么样？
What's your first reaction when something happened to you?
很多时候我遇到突然而来的事情，第一个回应就是马上会回这个电邮。
Many times when something unexpected happened, I would immediately reply by email.
或者呢，我马上开工。
Or I start to work on it immediately.
这个表明呢，我对我自己的认识呢，就是我能解决。
This shows that my self-knowledge is I can solve it.
另外一方面就是你对神的认识。
The other part of knowledge is your knowledge about God.
当你祷告的时候，你是怎么称呼神呢？
When you pray, how do you address God?
这个是表明你对神的认识。
This shows your knowledge about God.
第五节呢，尼西米这样子说，耶和华天上的上帝，大而可畏的上帝啊，你向爱你守你诫命的人守约是慈爱。
Nehemiah said in verse 5, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keeps his commandments.
首先呢，尼西米称神为耶和华。
First, Nehemiah addressed the God, the Lord.
那这个是神向摩西第一次显现时候所用的名字。
This is the name God used when he first appeared to Moses.
这个名字提醒尼西米呢，是一个神是一个与以色列人立约的神。
This name reminded Nehemiah that God is the God who made his covenant with Israelites.
这个也提醒尼西米呢，耶和华神是带领以色列人出埃及的。
This also reminds Nehemiah, it is this God who led the Israelites out of Egypt.
第二个称号呢，在这里是天上的上帝。
The second name used here is the God of heaven.
这个其实是当时社会里面呢，很经常用的一个名称。去称呼神的。
This is actually the most popular name to address God among the society at that time.
第三个称号呢是大而可畏的上帝。
The third name is the great and awesome God.
那这里就指出呢，在尼西米心目中，他所讲的天上的上帝跟波斯人所讲的天上的上帝其实不是同一个。
This points out in Nehemiah's mind, this great and awesome God is different from the God of heavens of Persia.
因为他所讲的是，尼西米心目中的这位神呢是大。
Because the God in Nehemiah's mind is great.
没有其他神呢比起耶和华更大。
And no God bigger than the Lord.
因为耶和华是至大。
Because the Lord is most high.
所以人当敬畏他。
So all people should fear him.
这个也是成为了 第四个称号，一个很重要的一个称号。
The fourth name is also a very important name.
他形容神呢，是你向爱你、守你诫命的人，守约是慈爱。
It describes God as who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments.
这句话指出，我们的神既是慈爱又是信实，他是守约是慈爱的神。
This sentence points out our God is loving and faithful. He is the God who shows love and keeps his covenant.
当你祷告的时候，你怎么称呼神呢？
When you pray, how do you address God?
主耶稣教我们呢，祷告的时候说，我们在天上的父。
Lord Jesus Christ taught us about praying. He said, our Father in heaven.
天父这个称号呢，是提醒我们不用忧虑。
The name Heavenly Father reminds us that we don't have to worry.
因为我们需要的一切东西，我们的天父都知道。
Because your Heavenly Father knows that you need them.
天父这个称号也提醒我们不用害怕神。
The name Heavenly Father also reminds us not to be afraid of God.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求雨，反给他们蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
Matthew 7:9-11 Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
尼西米呢是走正。
尼哈玛雅 was a cupbearer.
当他知道以色列人的惨况的时候呢，其实他可以直接的跟王帝说明了。
When he learned about the sad situation of Israelites, he could go directly to the king.
但是呢，尼西米当时没有这样子做。
But Nehemiah did not do so at that time.
相反，从第一章，尼西米听到这个消息，他到他最终向神当向这个波斯王提出来了，其实是有一段几个月的时间的。
On the contrary, actually, from the first chapter when Nehemiah heard the news, until we the king learned about it, there actually have been a few months of time.
那为什么尼西米会等这么久呢？
Why Nehemiah waited so long?
十一节里面他就讲出来，他求神呢，使你的仆人今天顺利，使他在解人面前蒙怜悯。
Verse 11 says, Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.
你有没有见到呢？在尼西米的这个祷告里面，他形容当时世界最有权力的亚大薛斯王啊，只是解人而已。
Did you notice in Nehemiah's prayer when he described this Persian king, King Artaxerxes, who is the most powerful? He just called this man.
但是他相反呢，他相信耶和华可以使他顺利。
On the contrary, he believes the Lord can make him succeed.
这个就是尼西米对神的认识。
This is the knowledge Nehemiah had about God.
他知道他自己的无能，也同时知道神的大能。
He knew his lack of power. At the same time, he knew God's great power.
尼西米专注祷告第三个原因呢，就是他有把握。
The third reason that Nehemiah was devoted to prayer was that he had confidence.
香港的电视上面呢，有一个节目。
There was a TV show in Hong Kong.
他要请三个明星啊，上来比赛。
The show was to ask three movie stars to compete.
那当天的比赛呢，很特别。
The game was special that day.
这个比赛呢，是比赛借钱借最多。
The competition was who can borrow the most money.
每一个明星呢，可以用自己的手提电话打给一个朋友，向他借钱。
Every star can find a friend from his mobile phone and borrow money from him.
但是你不能解释为什么你要这样子做。
But he could not explain why he needs to borrow money.
那第一位明星呢，他就打给另外一个明星，向他说。
The first star called another star and said,
我是某某，可不可以借$40,000给我？
I am da da da. May I borrow $40,000?
对方就问，你没事吗？
The other person asked, are you okay?
那么这个明星就说，江湖救急，现在不便讲。
The star said, oh, I have an emergency, but it's not convenient to tell you the reason right now.
对方停顿了一秒钟说，好，明天你就来拿钱了。
The other party was silent for like a second and said, sure, come get the money tomorrow.
下一位明星呢，他就自己在笑啊。
The next star, who's in line, was feeling confident, smiling.
因为他电话上面呢有李嘉诚的电话号码。
Because on his phone, he has a contact number for 李嘉诚。
李嘉诚就是我们香港最有钱的人了。
李嘉诚 was the richest, is the richest person in Hong Kong.
那么电话就打通了。
The phone was connected.
这个明星就说，我是某某。
The star said, I am a da da da.
对方就说，我是李先生的秘书。
The other party said, I'm the secretary of Mr. Lee.
你有没有预约呢？
Do you have an appointment?
这个明星说没有。
Oh, the star said, no.
秘书说，那么你可不可以留言呢？
The secretary said, can you leave a message today?
结果一毛钱都借不到。
In the end, he did not even get a penny, he did not even get a dime.
当你祷告的时候，你对神有没有把握？
Will you pray? Are you confident about God?
你还是你怀疑，其实我的祷告可能最后就是去了神的楼岩心上一样。
Or maybe you suspect that your prayer may only stay in God's voicemail.
当尼西米祷告的时候呢，他很有把握，神会是会回应他的。
When Nehemiah prayed, he was very confident that God will respond.
第六到十一节就是尼西米的祷告。
Verse 6 to 11 was Nehemiah's prayer.
在原文里面呢，有一个作语词。出现了四次。
In the original Hebrew language, there was an assisted verb.
出现四次，但是很多时候翻译的时候呢，就没有把它翻出来。
It appeared four times, but when it was translated to different languages, this verb was omitted.
但是这个字的意思就是要对方，注意。
The purpose of this verb is to get the other party's attention.
所以呢，你可以把它翻译成为现在。
So it can be translated as now.
那第一段呢，是六到八节。
The first section is verse 6 to 8.
尼希米就说，现在愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你的仆人昼夜在你面前。回你众仆人以色列人的祈祷， 承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你指着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
Nehemiah said, "Now let your ears be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commandments, decrees, and the laws you give your servant Moses."
那你可以说呢，尼希米真是胆大包天。
You can say Nehemiah was really bold.
因为他求神现在就要留心听他的祷告。
Because he asked God to pay attention to his prayer now.
还有他告诉神，我承认我得罪你了。
And he told God that, yeah, I confess I have offended you.
一个人犯了罪还敢去找神。
A person dares to look for God after he sinned.
你不怕神来惩罚你吗？
Was he not afraid of God's punishment?
你还要念去求神吗？
How can you still have the faith to ask God?
那这个就是懂得祷告与不懂得祷告的分别。
This is the difference between someone who knows to pray and someone who doesn't know how to pray.
祷告其实就是好像讨价还价一样。
Praying sometimes is like a bargaining.
你一天到晚叫人家便宜一点卖给你，其实是没用的。
All day long you ask the seller for a cheaper price, but it's not useful. It's of no use.
你下架，你要有原因才可以的。
You want a bargain, there must be good reasons for that.
比方说你告诉对方，冬天快来了，你夏天的课卖不出，倒不如便宜点卖给我了。
For example, you could tell the seller, winter is coming, if you don't sell the summer goods, why don't you sell to me cheap?
为什么你心里有把握？为向这位大而可畏的神去祷告呢？
Why Nehemiah was confident to pray to this great and awesome God?
这个就是在第八节里面的第二个现在。
This is the second now in verse 8.
他求神纪念他仆人摩西所讲过的话。
He asked God to remember the words of Moses.
摩西说，你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中，但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶上的人睡在天涯，我也必从那里将你们召回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。
Moses said, "If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my command, they, even you exiled people, are at forest horizon. I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name."
尼希米的把握来自神的应许。
Nehemiah's confidence comes from the promise of God.
神自己应许以色列人，若他们认罪的时候，神就会拯救他们。
It is God himself who promised Israelites that if they confess their sins, God will save.
尼希米更在第十节里面提醒神。
Nehemiah even reminded God in verse 10.
他们是你的仆人，你的百姓，是你用大力大能的手所救赎的。
verse 10, they are your servants and your people, who you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand.
换句话说，尼希米的理据是神是一位守约是慈爱的神。
In other words, Nehemiah's confidence is that God himself is a faithful God who shows love.
十一节里面呢，第十一节里面呢，就是第三个现在的出现。
Verse 11 has the third now.
第四个现在也是在十一节里面。
The fourth now is also in verse 11.
在十一节的前面呢，尼希米重复求神留心他的祷告。
In the first part of verse 11, Nehemiah repeatedly pleaded God to hear his prayer.
后半节呢，他就说，使你的仆人现在看通在王面前蒙恩。
In the second part of verse 11, Nehemiah said, give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.
尼希米在他这么长的祷告里面最后一句才求神出手帮忙。
In his long prayer, only at the end, Nehemiah asked God to help.
那么神尼希米最后就等了神回应他的祷告，等了四个月的时间。
Later, Nehemiah waited for 4 months for God's prayer, for God to answer his prayer.
那我不知道呢，你有没有你所关心的事情？
I don't know if you have something you're really concerned about.
这事情可能是你的国家呢。
It could be a country.
可能呢是你的城市。
Could be the city you are in.
可能是你的教会。
Could be a church.
但是呢，神会通过你所关心的事情建立你的负担。
God can use what you are concerned about to build up your burden.
你知道为什么大概20年前的时候，我决定奉献做全世界侍奉神呢？
Do you know why 20 years ago I made a decision to offer myself to preach 4 times?
因为当时我们的教会找了3年都找不到一个粤语的牧师。
Because at that time, our church spent 3 years and couldn't find a Cantonese pastor.
没有人愿意来了，好像明州这么冷的一个地方。
No one was willing to come since Minnesota is so cold.
所以我就告诉神，我说我不怕冷呢。
So I told God,God, I'm not afraid of this cold.
那我没有想过呢，这个负担最后变成我的呼召。
It turned out this burden became my calling.
但是一个负担，如果没有祷告的时候，它还是一个负担。
But a burden without prayer is still just a burden.
但当尼希米很大胆的向神祷告的时候。
But we Nehemiah gathered courage to pray to God.
他按着神的信实，按着神的应许去祷告。
He prayed to God according to God's faithfulness and promise.
这个祷告就把这一位大而可畏的神，可以说你接通了这个电话线了。
This prayer is like a telephone line, finally reached this great and awesome God.
我们最后一同祷告。
Now let us pray together.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you.
因为你的确是至大的神。
For you are really the greatest God.
你也关心我们。
And you have a concern for us.
你告诉我们，我们是你的儿女。
You tell us we are your children.
你的心你的眼也在我们的身上。
Your heart, your eyes are on us.
所以帮助我们能够常常的来到你面前，把我们心里的负担向神呼求。
So help us so we can often come to your face to tell you our burdens and our cry.
因为我们知道我们的呼求不会放在神你的楼言信上上面。
For we know our cry will not be in your voicemail.
我们知道神你必回答我们。
We know God, you will surely answer us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear us pray. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.